بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا الطيب. Allah Ta'ala Himself is pure, and He will accept that which is pure. And purity Allah Ta'ala wants to get at the level of perfection. He wants four levels of purity. The first level is your body must be pure, clean. There is a hadith which says, إِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ مَنَامِهِ فَلَا يَغْمِسَنَّ يَدَهُ فِي الْمَاءِ حَتَّى يَغْسِلَهَا ثَلَاثًا. When you get up, then don't immerse your hands in the water until you wash the hand thrice. So the ulama explained what's the reason. The reason is, in the summer days, temperatures are high, and your body tends to sweat, to perspire. And you may have noticed that if you're standing up for namaz, that sweat sometimes is dripping. When it's coming down, then it's coming near the messy areas as well. And the chance is that there may be some slight thing there, right? Slight. We washed it. And then you must have broke wind. And when you're breaking wind, then something must have come out. Small, something must have come out. Maybe it's not noticeable. Now that what came out, that gets mixed with the perspiration. So now, when you are to make wuzu, don't just straight away put your hand into the water. No, you have this load shedding and water interruption, then sometimes there's a need to fill the bucket with water and pour out water from the bucket. Now, it's possible that in your sleep, which is whilst you were asleep, so your hands were moving around, scratching, sometimes the front, sometimes back, and got into the messy area. Without that hand, then is immersed into the water. So this is sounding a warning. Don't just immerse the hand into the water. But one day I was in the toilet and thinking now, how does this hadith apply to us also? So now, you got the jug to make the istinja, right? And sometimes it's possible, whilst you're holding the jug, one finger or two fingers are dipped into the water. Because you got the tendency of holding the jug in this way. When you're holding it in this way, so the thumb should get immersed. So the hadith is saying, don't do that, wash it out. Wash, and thereafter you can. Now the question that will come out with all this, that perspiration, when the heat, it rolls, right? When it's rolling, then it's dripping, it's getting onto the clothes as well. Then why didn't the hadith say that wash your clothing as well? So the reason for that is, then that will become a little bit quite difficult. Then that would require then that for every time you sleep you must have a bath. Because you know where, which part of the clothing, body, the najas have got into. And then you have to change your clothing for every namaz. So Al-harju madfun. So now, here it's not something absolutely conclusive, so therefore that you've been given a relaxation in that regards. But your hand, go and wash it. Now why so much of emphasis on the washing of the hand? The reason is obvious. You will be using that hand for everything. For drinking, for washing, for eating, all that. But if the hand is not washed, right, then that impurity is going to get onto everything. Whether it's a drink, whether it's a food, whether it's whatever. So do this much, wash your hands. So see the perfection of the teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See that he's covered you from all angles perfect. There isn't a thing that is left uncovered. It's covered from all sides. That is the Mubarak, perfect teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one level of purity is in you wash your hands. Now it is covered and all that, then they were talking about sanitizing all that. But then the specialist doctors are saying there's nothing better to sanitize with than water. Wash your hands properly and that's the best sanitizer. Then the second level of cleanliness, purity, is you cleanse yourself from the hadas, whether it's hadas asghar or akbar, a ritual bath or a ritual ablution, ritual wuzu. Nowadays I say, wherever we can, we must try and introduce our Arabic words into the language. Whatever language you're speaking, whether it's Gujarati, whether it is English that you're speaking, but introduce our words. You can. Like, why must you say that this is a proclamation for namaz, proclamation for prayer? Say it's azan. Why must you say I'm here for the pilgrimage? Say I'm here for hajj. Sometimes you said even the blacks should hear, they walk in the road, azan queen. So they talk to each other and say, Kalanga Azan. They also identify with the word. So your word, let it prevail. Why must you feel ashamed, embarrassed? Say the word. Let it come, let it flow. And let it be known that when we talk about a pilgrimage or hajj, then it is distinct from anything else. Your understanding of a pilgrimage is, because they have here, it's being a real, Easter time, right? So they have a whole feast of events, playing and a little bit of prayer or something, and they're going to offer one rooster. And then all that rooster is then recycled about 100 times. So you will offer the thing, so the person in charge, he will accept it. He will accept it and he will pass it to be sold again. So they sold again to take it, so they make a good business at that time. So it's all events that take place, nothing else. اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعب. So the end of their religion is just entertainment and play. That's why now the elders are saying that in the istimas, leave the shopping out. Keep it at distance. Don't keep it in that. Because then this will become like a fear afterwards. That splendor and the beauty of the istima will be lost then. That what is absolutely essential now, some food is all. That's absolutely essential. Other than that, no, keep it on distance. About 100 meters away from the istima, leave it that side. So, the second level of purity is ritual. Hadas Askar we call it, Hadas Akbar. And I say wherever we can use our names, our Arabic names, Islamic names, then we use those names. Don't feel embarrassed. don't feel ashamed of using our names, Islamic names. Similarly, then we use our months, Muharram, Safar, Rajab, Rabiul Awal. The Muhammad Shafi Sahib emphasized on this. We have done away with the months completely. So wherever we can, we use our months. When we'll meet again, we'll meet maybe on the 1st of Shawwal we'll meet, right? So rather than saying we'll meet on the 1st of May, we say we'll meet on the 1st of Shawwal. When we can use our month, use our month. what's the date today? So you say the 15th of Ramadan, right? You can say it's the 7th of April or something, you can say that. But why must you say that? Say, no, it's the 15th of Ramadan. So there we can use our names, then we use it. Our children begin to identify. And apart from that, the preservation of our months is not just an optional thing, it's compulsory. Because from the 5 obligations, 3 obligations are subject to sighting of the moon. Ramadan, sighting of the moon, isn't it? Then number 2, Hajj, sighting of the moon again. Zakat, it's then on the lunar calendar. So from the 5 obligations, 3 are subject to the sighting of the moon. Then the preserving of this month or these months is not just an optional thing, it's an obligation. We take out the time, explain to the children, they also begin to count according to our months. Otherwise thing goes out, completely out. And then we think that all this is an outdated thing, Auzubillah. In the old days, people used to send their children to England to study from India. So the child went for about 6 years, 7 years now, he's returning. So, now it's become deen, etc. It's become such a foreign thing to him. So, as they're receiving him, they see that he's not fasting. Why, aren't you fasting? So, fasting about, don't you know it's Ramadan, month of Ramadan? What is Ramadan? I know January, February, I know all these things. What is Ramadan? So, you see, you distance yourself so much away from Islam, deen. Things of our things, then we don't have an alien attitude. It belongs to us. We talk about it. Our dress conduct, our ways, our mannerisms, all that must be distinct. لَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Don't even be like these kafirs. Don't be like them. In your ways, in your mannerisms, in your behavior, in your speech, in everything, you must be distinct. لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Even this verse here, وَقَالُوا الْإِخْوَانِ, even in your thinking, وَقَانُوا إِنْدَنَا مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا. So that's the thought. So your thought also mustn't conform with their thinking. Leave alone your actions, your behavior, your ways, being distinct. Even your reasoning and your thinking must be not in line with them. So you must be separated. Because They want, they're looking for that. What are they looking for? وَدُّولُوا تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا. That you must also become like them. If we are kafirs, then you also must be kafir. So all of us must be on the same page. وَدُّولُوا تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَعًا. And وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They want you to come out of Islam. Why? Not because they wish well for you. It's because of their envy. They call حَسَدًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. They know that Islam is true. But because of their obstinacy, their stubbornness, they're sticking to this way. So they don't want to be left alone in this. They want you to be joining them as well. Why should you be going on the right to Jannat and they be left alone in Jahannam? Why? See that, حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبِيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَى. They got to know that this is the truth. But now that jealousy and that pride of this, will not leave them. So in every respect, every way that we can make ourselves distinct, let's make ourselves distinct. مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ They don't even wish well for you. مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يُنَزَّلَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ So they use different strategies to turn you away. Say, you know, your religion is good, but we don't see the good in your religion. We don't see the good in your religion. Had we seen the good in your religion, you would have accepted. So Allah Pak says, you don't get deceived with this verse of this. Because they don't wish good for you. مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Don't you get deceived. They're saying this, but they know what they're doing is wrong. They know it. So you see this second level of purity. The ritual bath. So that requires that everything of Allah Ta'ala and everything of Rasul Paksal must be loved. It mustn't be just, you know, I have to do it. No, it must be loved. I love it. Sometimes, alright, we don't have the courage to do it, but we love it. Be it a small sunnah, be it a big sunnah, but we love it. We don't object, and we don't pass remarks. Nowadays, it's very easy to pass a remark, to pass a comment. Harun al-Rashid is a ruler, alright. Some rulers may have some mistakes, etc. They're not Anbiya alayhi salam. But in these things, he was very particular. One person said that, why are there so many repetitions in Surah Rahman? Why is that? There's so many repetitions. 31 times, the verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is repeated twice. So, Harun Rashid summoned the person. And he called the executioner. Right. See, everything, every repetition in his body, just cut it out. Every repetition in his body, then cut it out. You got 32 teeth, just leave one tooth. Your two nostrils, bust one. Two eyes, destroy one. Two ears, two hands, destroy one. Five fingers, just leave one finger. Two legs, you take out one, chop off one. Now this is a treatment that is required. Some places, this firm treatment is required. It stops everybody thinking that way. Now, explain, let's go and negotiate. If the person understands, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes with an iron fist. You see, you set a lesson on one person, then the whole world comes right. You see, someone stole, and hand is cut, right? And the Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأَفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ When you have to administer the law of Allah Ta'ala, then don't let compassion overcome you. Then do it. Now, you chopped off the hand. وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُؤْمِنِ And then advertise it. Since man here, and then hand is chopped off, and the whole world is watching. Now, is it easy to go and steal? But no, let's negotiate. Perhaps it's a mistake. Perhaps he acted on impulse, you know, and you should be very considered. Now, when you're going to be considered for that person, then every home has to have a burglar guard, patrol, CCTV, guns, so many levels of security. With all that, you still feel insecure. You feel secure. With all the security, you still feel insecure. That is why you're trying to substitute the law for Allah. Allah's law, don't play with it. Leave it. It's the law of Allah, just leave it. You're going to interfere with that law, that you make a ridicule of yourself. About 4 months ago, So one person was in England, it happened, he was caught for rape, right? So they sentenced him to jail, 15 years, England. In prison, he says, I got the freedom to choose the gender of my choice. Now, I want to be a woman. That means, obviously, that he must be sent into the woman's cell. Now, they have to adjust the whole law. But you see, when you try to interfere with the law of Allah Ta'ala, then you make a mockery of yourself. Whoever does it, the law of Allah Ta'ala, don't play with it. Just leave it there. Don't interfere with it. Then in the Russian Olympics, now they saw in the women's race, one person is taking all. 100 meters taking, 500 meters he's taking all. They discovered after that a man wanted to be woman. He's got a right of gender choice. See, you make a mockery of yourself. So, don't do this thing. Then now, look at it, see. Came to the distancing story, right? There's a much distance and then contagious, you know. People came to learn a lot of words, contingent, contagious, must act responsible, responsible. Everybody was saying, act responsible, contagious, all that. But at the heat of all things, all this, the taxis were running full steam, full passengers. You look at the taxis running full. So the only thing was do, open the windows. Mango flights were going shoulder to shoulder, and the only requirement is close the window. But that contagion will come in the masjid, close the door. Now you see, they make a mockery of themselves. So Allah Pak's law, don't interfere with it. Come what may, which time in the year, which time, wherever you are, but Allah Pak's law, you make a mockery. And then the worst thing was, you see, act responsible, right? So there were so many complaints coming to us, so many complaints. We don't want to be vaccine. You see, must be very, very responsible. You must take the vaccine. You must be responsible. So they refused, right? And there were those that vaccine themselves. Now there's a whole crowd of doctors, their complaints coming in, that those that were vaccine, then there is some complication now. We're shaking up trying to fix up the lungs, the kidney is failing. Fixing that one, the liver is collapsing. That is coming right, the lungs is getting affected. Don't we hear that? So many people died. But now that news is not shown. But if the doctors are saying themselves, then they're saying themselves that the standard procedure was that it can only be introduced after 10-year experiment. Now if you are saying you must act responsible, be responsible, so those conglomerates that were forcing their staff on, right, they falling sick. Are they going to compensate them now? So are they being responsible? Now they forced you, you go and vaccine yourself, right? So you vaccine yourself. Now your health is deteriorating. Someone died. So are they going to compensate? If they really mean be responsible, now they must act responsible and compensate those people for the failure in health or for the loss of life. But you see that you're playing games. The whole thing revolves around might is right. What? Might is right. You are right. Why you are right? Because you got the might. But you don't have the might, then you're not right. See, we're talking about the evolution story, you know. So now they're showing that evolution story has got so much flaws in itself, you can't say it's conclusive. So much of flaws. Then they say, number two, they say that Dhavan himself, before he could die, he retracted. Number three, then the third thing they're showing is then the evolution thing. Why is it is run so well? Why it ran so well? Now that's the thing what they're saying. They're saying around the 18th century, 18th, 19th century, or say 18th and 17th century, end of 17th, 18th century. So there was a battle between the state and the church. The church was becoming too powerful, right? So when the church was becoming too powerful, the state wanted to reduce their power and their influence. They wanted to bust their influence and their power. So they went with this evolution story. Why they went with this? Because then they won't have to believe in the Bible and the story of the Bible. So they are a separate entity. But now the public has got something to hold on. They see evolution, monkey story. So from that you gather that the state, right, the state held on to this lie, and they pushed it. And how it got working is because might is right. In Urdu they say it so nice, you know, they say the same thing, might is right. Jiski lathi uski bhens. What? Jiski lathi uski bhens. You got the stick, then that cow is yours. You don't have the stick, then you just keep quiet. See, might is right. So now extend that same concept into this covert and all that, right? So you think now this thing came from where? From the people that were weak, Alladina stud ifu fil ard, or kana minal alin, from whom? From the might or the weak and the downtrodden? Who brought it up? So it's a story of might is right. Might is right. So now, the Darwin story also is might of right. Might is right. This thing also might is right. So who's got the might? He is right. So the world, now, the world doesn't understand that they got the control over the media. They got the control in the education. So the two points where you control people is media or education. That's the two points that you can control. So they got the control over that, and then they mesmerize people. So it's a misuse. You know, that Maulana Murtada used to say, mimbar abuse. Remember, she said, mimbar. This is media abuse. This is might abuse, abuse of might. You got the might now, so you're abusing it now, forcing people. Now they're dying, you have complications, now you don't act responsible. See? So we spoke about the second level of purity, ritual. Then the third level of purity is to purify the heart from all the rasaya. That's the third level. Should be first, second, third. Third level of purity is what? Purify the heart from all wrongs, all dirt, malice, pride, ostentation, self-conceit, self-admiration, despising, malicious, being malicious, having unproven bias against someone. Bias against someone, but there's no proof, no substance. If the substance is not conclusive, see, so if you make an allegation, whether mentally or verbally, then I need to have substantiated proof. Proof that is conclusive, not just speculation, but one is speculation and one is conclusive. It's two different things. So I can't circulate the thing, I can't even talk about it. Even it's possible that I've seen the thing, but I don't have sufficient proof, then I must just remain silent. Shah the Quran says, four times it says, لَوْلَا إِسْسَمِعْتُمُهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. You heard something against a Muslim, right? You got no proof. So you construct a right opinion about your brother. لَوْلَا إِسْتَمِعْتُمُ ظَنَّ الْمِنُونَ وَالْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. You don't have substantiating proof. Proof that is conclusive. So you remain silent and have a good thought, construct a good thought about your brother. No, my brother is not like that. For having that good thought, say for example the brother is guilty, you are not sinful. You had a good thought about your brother whilst he was wrong, but no guna for that. But you had an evil thought and there was no proof for it, then you were in problem. You had a wrong thought about your brother, but you got no proof for that. Though you may have seen it, you counted as لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَاتِ شُهَدَاءَ فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. The required proof, we got the required proof. The required proof sometimes is two men, sometimes is four men. So the required proof, have you got the required proof? فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُهَدَاءَ لَوْلَا يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَاتِ شُهَدَاءَ فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. If you cannot support this claim of yours with the required, not just proof, but the required proof, then in the law of Allah Ta'ala, you count it as a liar. See that? Can you see that? لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Therefore now, if you made a claim, right, that this person committed zina, and you don't have the required proof, but you saw it yourself, your one friend saw it, right? You take it to court, Islamic court. Then they say, then the Islamic law is, فَسْلِدُونْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا. Then you lash them with an 80 stripes. See that? 80 stripes you lash them with. In the time of Imam Malik, I heard this from the Mu'allim that time, you know, 1979 for Hajj. But then I saw in the Kitab, Malik Ahmad's time, they're giving ghusl to one woman, right? Woman to woman, they give ghusl. And as that woman is giving the ghusl, so when she's washing the thigh, right, whatever part of the body, so it came out of the tongue that, I don't know this thigh, how many men must have slept on it, you know? You know, how many men have used this tie? So he had to say this. This story I heard, I said 79 years ago, Mu'allim. But then I saw in the Kitab saying, that hand was just stuck. They tried everything to remove that hand, that thing is not going. One person, second person, one alim. So eventually they came to Imam Malik Rahmatullah. Imam Malik Rahmatullah said, that this woman here, whose hand is stuck, did she make an allegation against this woman here? So, yeah, while she was bathing, she said, you don't know how many men must have used this tie. So now the only way to separate the hand is lash her with 80 stripes. And they lashed her and they separated. See, we think now, just to circulate news, it's not a problem, right? This social media, etc. So some people say, what's wrong in circulating, passing the news? And someone says, what's wrong in reading? And both are wrong. The one that is circulating, and the one that is also observing and is reading it. So you're not supposed to circulate the news, you are supposed to be listening to the news. That type of way it's revolving around haram. Ghibat, gossip, false allegations, unproved, things that is not proved. You're not supposed to be reading it, you're not supposed to be talking about it. Like how you got a cigarette, you know, you are an active smoker and a passive smoker. So you are in that circle, you also getting affected. You think, no, I'm not smoking, I'm not getting affected. You also getting affected. So same lies, rebirth, etc., swearing, all these type of things. Then you are an active participant or a passive participant. You are supposed to be talking about it and not listening to it. Now you've got to listen to this thing here. Then I ask you, is your mind going to be right about the person? You know, this person is a big rogue. So he stole this thing here. So now the next time I see the person, then will I have reservations against him? You human, you won't have reservations. So you're not even allowed to speak about it, not to listen to it, class. The deen has just cut it off. Nibble it in the bud. Don't talk about it, don't even listen to it. I ask you, the news, how much of ghibat and gossip? How much of lies and allegations there? The same will apply to the social media. How much of filth? So is it an act of salaf, or is it an act of that's going to disrupt your deen? Ask yourself. So the one adab I showed you, lola is sami'tumu zannal lola ya'tu bi arba'ati shuhada, lola ja'uka bi arba'ati shuhada, fa izlam ya'tu bi shuhada fa ulaika 'inda Allah mukadhibun. Lola is sami'tumuhu qultum مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. See that third adab. لَوْلَا إِسْتَمِعْتُمُهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. See that third adab. When you're hearing something, it's wrong. Hey, don't talk about this. سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَان. This is an allegation. Don't talk about it. See that. When you're listening to news, some bad news about your brother, wrong news, bad news, they say, this is a false allegation. Bring the proof. And you didn't get the proof that this is an allegation. Just threw it off. See that? See the third adab. Lula istami'tumu zanna al-mu'minuna bi anfusihim khayra. Number two, lula ja'u alayhi bi arba'ati shuhada. Fa'idham ya'atu bi shuhada'i fa'ulaika inda Allahi mulkathibun. Lula istami'tumuhu kultum ma yakunu lana an natakallama bihada. سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. See that? So, there's three ayats, mustaqil three ayats. And the fourth is, it's a warning. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You like that wrong news, bad news about Muslims must be circulated, right? What you like? يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You think nothing about it. I'm listening to news. What's wrong? But look at this verse. يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Bad things, indecent things, bad conduct. That must be circulated about Muslims. We must talk about it. Right? Now, see this verse here. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقَّ. Three verses. I show three verses here, and here, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ. There's so much about just dissemination of news. So much. See that I showed you. Six verses I showed you here. And that's why Umar radiallahu anhu would say, teach a woman Surah Nur. Surah Nur got all this thing here. But I ask you, Allah Bak, make it happen, right? I ask you, if our people, right, the Muslims over the world, whoever, but they're so particular, they're conforming to these lines of the Quran Sharif. See, they're not encroaching, they're not crossing those lines. Ask you, what will be the quality of muhabbat, understanding and relationship of the Muslims? What will it be? What will it be like? If we are conforming to all the standards, see this six verses I showed you, and we are conforming to these standards, right? So what will be the level of muhabbat, understanding, cooperation, etc.? And normally, I quote our Buzurgan Hadith, right? When these type of things happen, so I quote them. See how our Buzurgan, how they acted. Said, well, why Akabir? Because they were closer to you than the Sunnah. They were closer to you, to the Sunnah than yourself. Almost time is up, Rahmatullahi, his family, she complained about the builder, Haji Abdul Rahim, perhaps the person's name. No, he is not right now, he's all upside down things. So, his family is here. Munawwar called for Abdul Rahim, builder. And my family says that you did this wrong and that wrong. And that. No, I didn't do this. I didn't do any of this thing. This person here was in charge of all that. I didn't do it. Now the family is totally silent. Because she was disproved, see. See, even in your immediate circle, what? Do you apply the lines of taqwa in your immediate circle? Or you have a different law for them, and outside you have a different circle. Yeah, this is an immediate person that you want to be every day with that person. If she's uttered something, that man is called, and immediately that he is cleared up. She's immediate. Now will the wife ever have a chance to talk about anybody at any time? Will she have? She'll have the guts to do it. So she said to Mullah, you know, tum to aadmi ko faziyat karte. You bring disgrace to people. So Mullah says, main faziyat nahi karta, main nasihat karta. I don't disgrace, I advise. So now we should be thinking of ourselves that our relationship with our wives and families is thicker than the relationship with Allah Ta'ala, or the relationship with Allah Ta'ala is greater than the relationship with our families. So if they break the lines, they say something out of turn, then we just laugh it off to end it up. We don't want to hurt our nowadays we don't want to hurt people. But you see our Kabaddi straight away is straightened up. Now, is there a chance for that person to report, to misreport any information again? Is there a chance? But won't that person be very careful about the use of the tongue? But you see our Akabir, that's why he quoted them. Allah Akbar, Allah Astaghfir.